Chapter 7. Ian felt bad at the funeral when Martin's wife cried because they never found the body. However, he made sure she received half the money after he sold the items from HMS Courage. Martin had been a good friend, and Ian was happy to give the money to his wife. They had made thousands of pounds, much more than ever before. Ian knew he couldn't dive down to HMS Courage again. The memory of what happened made the journey to the ship too difficult. However, he wasn't going to stop diving. He was retired and didn't have a lot of money. That one trip to HMS Courage had earned him nearly as much money as he usually received in a whole year. He had to carry on. He wanted to enjoy life. He wanted nice things and expensive holidays. The money from diving could pay for this. Everybody said it was stupid to dive alone. Every diver needed a partner in case something went wrong. However, Ian had dived with Martin for many years, and he didn't want another partner. Also, his dives were illegal. He didn't trust anybody enough to tell them what he was doing. "No, I'll go alone," he thought. "I'm a very experienced diver. I know how to stay safe. Anyway, it will mean more money if I don't have to share it." Once he made the decision to continue diving, he needed to find his next wreck. He eventually decided to travel north and dive down to HMS Dolphin. This was a submarine that had sunk in 1944. It had a crew of 142 men, and nobody survived. As he headed out to the submarine, Ian felt lonely in the boat on his own. He was thinking about Martin. It felt strange when he dropped into the water and made his way to the submarine. He had no one to share these adventures with now. His sadness disappeared once he was busy. First, he cut off a propeller blade. It was very large and heavy. However, he had bought some special equipment to help lift things like this. He tied a large bag to the heavy piece of metal and filled it with air. The blade then floated gently to the surface. On his second dive, he cut off another blade. On the following day, he removed more pieces from the submarine. The submarine was still in one piece, and Ian wondered if there were any bones inside. He didn't go inside to look. That evening, he stayed in a small hotel and planned to sail home the following day. He ate alone in the hotel restaurant, then went to bed early and fell asleep quickly. The next thing he knew was that the hotel room was full of smoke. He couldn't see anything. He jumped out of bed quickly, coughing. He moved forward with his hands in front of him. He needed to find the door. As soon as he reached it, he pulled the handle. It was stuck. He couldn't open it. He pulled and pulled, but it didn't move. The smoke was getting thicker, and it was difficult to breathe. Suddenly, he felt water around his legs. It was getting higher. In seconds, the water had reached his waist. Then it reached his chest, and then... Ian woke up, sat up in bed, and put his head in his hands. He was shaking. The dream had seemed so real.